In the first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, he says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." This, of course, means that we can lose our salvation. That is, the salvation that we received in baptism, God's sanctifying grace that comes into the soul. We can lose this by committing mortal sin. And if we die in mortal sin, then we are eternally lost. And for this reason, St. Paul says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, so as not to lose God's grace and die without it and be lost." And probably the most common mortal sins among Catholics today, which are the cause of their eternal loss, is missing Mass on Sunday without a serious reason, contraception, and divorce and remarriage. And not only are Catholics falling into these sins, but they're not even recognizing them as sins anymore. In fact, there was a recent survey done by a Professor Davidson and written in his book entitled American Catholics Today. There was a survey done in the year 2005, and it found that 76% of Catholics in the U.S. thought that someone could be a good Catholic without going to church on Sunday. Okay, that's the third commandment. And they're saying you can be a good Catholic without observing the third commandment. Okay, that's a mortal sin. 75% said that good Catholics do not need to observe the Church's teaching on contraception. Again, that's another mortal sin. 67% said the same thing regarding divorce and remarriage. Now again, what is this all a sign of? It's a sign of the loss of faith. It is 75% of American Catholics have lost their faith and are going down the road to perdition. That's quite a large number. And we see how that corresponds to our Lord's words of the gospel when he says that the way to perdition is wide and easy, and many there are who go down that way. And the way to salvation is narrow and straight, and few there are who find it. So let us take to heart St. Paul's warning today and work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
You are so good,